Okay, so we are up to Siman Kufchenches. Kufchenches is a somewhat problematic sif. It actually warrants one of those little notes in the Shulchan Aruch that we don't necessarily paskin like this. It warrants one of those printer notes, and we'll see why very quickly. So, Hagayim. Non-Jews, we're reading in the Torah now, Shayordan Labor, that fall into a pit, Ola Makum Sakana, or are in a dangerous situation, Ein Al Haroa Osam Laha Losam. So the person who sees them is not supposed to bring them up. You're not supposed to take them out. You're not supposed to try and save them. Afilu Im Yitain Loscharo, even if they pay you. Lefichach Ein Lerfosam Afilu Viskar. And therefore what? Therefore you shouldn't even try to heal them, even if they pay you. Meaning it's prohibited to be a doctor for non-Jews, even if they're giving you money for it. Now, then the Torah says, however, v'imisyari mehem o mishum eva, but if you're afraid of them, I mean, they're going to find out, or mishum eva, because they're, it's going to cause problematic relations, merafo tam b'schar ava lo b'chinu. You're allowed to heal them for free, for payment, but not you're not allowed to do it for free. The komakam, however, ein moridin osam, you shouldn't lower them in, lebor b'yadai. You shouldn't be the one to push them in. Right? That's the first din that's quoted here in the Torah. And the Torah is really getting it straight out of the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Daf Chaf Vav Amar Alef and Avodah Zarah going out to Chaf Vav Amar Beis that says these dinim. Now the Rama, the Beis Yosef actually fills in some of the details here. The Gemara comment, the Beis Yosef says, "Umay shna afili mitin loschar." So Sham Savar.
I was saying, I have to get to find over
in the Beis Yosef, right in the beginning. So first he quotes Hakadosh Shiyodim Labor. He says the Brice of a Perik Beis of Avodah Zarah. It's a brice in the beginning of the second chapter of Avodah Zarah, and Umashakasa Filim Yitin Loschar, even they pay you, says the Beis Yosef, Sham Savar of Yosef Le'emar, Asuke Beschar Shari Mishum Eva. So Rav Yosef there says, why, he's saying what the Gemara, this is what the Gemara says. Rav Yosef says, well, if they're offering to pay you, so then you should try to save them, because otherwise that will lead to Eva. So Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, no, Yachal Omar Kai Beriya Igra. You could say, oh, what's that? Oh, my son's on the roof. I better go save him. Kolomar Vim Lo Oridu Yamus. What? Yeah. As if to say, if I don't go and bring him down, he's going to die. Inami Nikita Li Zimna LeBei Dor. He says, oh, sorry, I have an appointment at the Bei Dor. Nowadays it's a post office. I think it's translated as a government office, right? Whatever. It's translated, I think, as a government office, but right now at least it's the post office. Well, I got to go to the post office. Sorry, I have an appointment to make. So Umashma, so that's Abaye's answer to Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef doesn't respond to Abaye. So says the Beis Yosef, Umashma, Talacha Kabaye, the Rav Yosef Shasikle, right? Rav Yosef was quiet. Ode me the Kamar, Sava Rav Yosef, Lemimar, Mashma, Dolo Kama, Hilchot Zahachi. That also it says, Rav Yosef thought to say, oh, maybe it's going to cause Eva if we don't do it even when we're paid. So therefore, the answer is, no, it's not going to cause any problems. So Rav Yosef never actually passed in that did. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says, so seems like we should pass in like Abaye against Rav Yosef and not even save them, even if they're paying us. So continues the Beis Yosef.
So what's the business about saying you got to go to the post office? Or you have to
because you have an excuse. I mean, people are going to say, oh, well, he just ignored me. He didn't ignore me. He had someplace to be.
But the guy's gonna die if you don't do anything.
Exactly.
And you're making excuses.
What do you mean? I'm making excuses.
I mean, the guy.
It's a non-Jew.
Yeah. Okay.
What if we don't think he does for shame?
Okay. So that's a good question. That's a good question. What if it results in a Kiddush Hashem? Who considers it a Kiddush Hashem? I mean, why is it a Kiddush Hashem? Who's defining morality? Now, you're making a good point. I'm not, and that's probably how it'll come out in most of these cases, based on what Jonathan is saying. But it still has. Why is it a Kiddush Hashem? The Gemara says you shouldn't do it. Now, there's a further thing is, well, what's permitting you to do it? Especially when you get the Sif Beis, when it talks about the people you're actually supposed to actively try to kill, right? That's in Sif Beis. So what's going on here? So, continues the Beis Yosef and says, L'fichach ein l'rafosa nafil b'schar, shouldn't pay him. Hein mash b'loch or d'dam yelohad ein ma'ala nafil b'schar, right? So it sounds like that's the same as this thing, right? That you shouldn't pay them, even if they're offering you money. So Avam Adivrei Rashi Sham, however, from Rashi on the Gemara, Ahad's comments, Ahad Atar Rabbani Yisrael, Malas Agoy Lashum Ger, Lafuki Lashum Morna Dolo. That there is a Gemara in Chachma Avam Beis that says that a Jew shouldn't circumcise a non-Jew, A Yisrael is permitted to circumcise a non-Jew for the purpose of becoming Jewish, otherwise it'll be a little difficult, right? As opposed to l'shum murna delo. Murna is translated as a parasite, meaning some kind of illness. Meaning it's some kind of illness, then you shouldn't go and circumcise him only for that reason. So what does that sound like? So Rashi comments, based on that, mashma de bischar shari l'rafosan, that if he is paying you, so then you're allowed to. That's what it sounds like on the next daf. Right, and so too Tosos points that out as well. Of course, the Gemara in Misha Achsu, that's the Gemara in Miseches Gittin, the Parak Miseches Gittin, where it discusses various illnesses and gives types of healing. And there are comments to Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Avod Lahu Goy L'davar Acher, that he cured a guy for this other thing. The other thing is usually a euphemism for leprosy or tzaras. That he cured a non-Jew for this v'itzeh alma shari lerf. So, what does it sound like? It sounds like it's permissible to give refuah to a non-Jew elabade v'schar hava. But rather, it must have been that he was being paid. Meaning, we have a couple of gemaras where people are curing non-Jews. Meaning, this case is gittin. So it must be that he was being paid. Maybe that case was for free. But in order to gain wisdom in refuah, so maybe it is permissible. Meaning, he didn't know this was going to work. He was doing the experiment on the non-Jew, and if it works, so then he would try to do it on Jew as well. That also just occurred to me. They say that in Israel, those are aspiring mole in practice on non-Jews. So there's a makor. Right? Also, he wasn't really such a good doctor. He wasn't really an expert. So, all right, might as well try it to the non-Jew, but he's not going to do it to the Jew. But if you're an expert doctor, maybe you could do it for payment. That seems to be implied here. So, wait a second. Why is that different than the Gemara 20 lines earlier when it says you can't bring him out of the pit? And it explicitly says in the Gemara that even for payment it's going to be aser. So the efshar. So answers the PCO say the efshar to the machiro shehu merapi liyisrael. If everybody knows that he's a Jewish doctor, that he's not going to be able to push him away. Now even so, nobody would expect him to heal him for free. The chol she'ena rotzalasas el v'schar leka eva. That if he just says, listen, I'll do it, but you have to pay me. So that's not going to lead to eva. But a person that you say we're willing to pay you to heal this person, and the Jewish doctor says, wearing his doctor coat with the word Goldstein on his thing, right? So then he's going to say no, so that's going to lead to Eva. So that's the answer to the base Yosef, and then he goes on and quotes this idea from the Ramban in Sefer Torah Adam as well. The Ramban is Torah Adam, where he discusses Hilchos, most of it is Hilchos Avelus, but he also has a section in the beginning where he talks about the laws of Rufu and the laws of Bikur Cholim. Right, so that's an idea in the Ramban as well. So at the end, when the dust settles in this section of the Beis Yosef, we've pretty much mastered a Jewish doctor to cure non-Jews for payment. Right? Okay. One more section in this Sif Aleph says Mash Shekasev Rabbeinu Mikoma at the bottom, the next bold section. By the way, you see the Darkei Moshe Aleph, he quotes from the Mordechai, where he says, the Mutter Linsas Refuah Begayim Refuah Moel. You're allowed to test medicine on non-Jews to see if the medicine works. Okay. So,
clinical trials.
Yes. Mashakasar Abeinu Mikol Makum Imu Reading Us on the Bor V'Yadav. You can't push him in. Right? Sham Bebraisa Umash Medivri Atosus. So it sounds like from Tosus over there, the Lav L'Meimra She'asur L'Horidam Ela Hainu Lomar She'inu Mitzvah L'Horidam. It says, right, you don't push him in. What does it mean you don't push him in? So it sounds like from Tosus there, just simply that you're not obligated to push him in. But is there a prohibition? You know, you're not allowed to pull him out. That's what you say. You're not allowed to pull him out. But if he... But you're not allowed to put, it says don't push him in. Now, does it mean you're not allowed to push him in, or just means you're not obligated to push him in? So the Beis Yosef is quoting from Tosfos saying that no, it's not obligatory, but it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to, right? Even if they violate Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. I mean, even if they are already in violation of Shem Mitzvah Noach, which in theory they're chayiv misa for, still we have no mitzvah to push them in. But if they are fulfillment of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, so then obviously it would be a prohibition, not so obvious, but then it would be prohibited to push them in. then he adds in from Masechta Sofrim that there's Lai Masechta Sofrim, there's Kasher Shebegayim Harug, that you could kill even Kasher Gayim. He says that's talking about during wartime, that's not talking about the regular situation. So blood seems to come out from the base. Yeah?
So then in a regular situation, so what's the story with Kasher Shebegayim?
So you wouldn't be allowed to kill him. That's what he's suggesting here.
But you wouldn't be allowed to save him either.
Right.
That being from the law?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like, yeah. Right, then it's talking about Bnei Noach. That's what the sugya is about. It says don't bring them up, but you don't push them in. But and then he says that don't push them in is only just that there's no obligation to push them in. But they have one to be
so the guy in the boar pays you. You're allowed to come out because it's so, just like the doctor.
Well, no, not necessarily. But the Gemara explicitly said you can't. So the Gemara made a distinction and said, well, by the guy in the boar, he's not allowed to pay you. What about a doctor? So we seem to have these Gemaras where a doctor did it. So it says, well, by a doctor, everyone's going to know, and that's going to lead to Eva, that he's not going to do it. But in theory, with this pit, so if no one's going to know about it, so then in theory, you should leave him. I know you're still not happy with that. It's tough. But hold on to your stomachs for a little bit more, and I'll try to at least answer
that
it somewhat.
You're not the prohibition of murder only applies to Jews and Noahites. You can kill any other goy.
Maybe it doesn't even apply. I don't mean people that keep the Noahide laws. Yeah, so that's what it sounds like. It
so
sounds
allowed,
like,
so if you know
and that's a question that you have to deal with here. That's a question you have to deal with here. Does this, what happened to the prohibition of murder? I mean, it's the prohibition of non-Jews to murder. What happened to the prohibition of murder? Like, why not? Right? One of the Shemites they know of is murder, so why does that not apply with regards to non-Jews? So we'll get to that. While we're here in the base, let's just do a pertinent base Yosef on base. We'll just read the Torah and then the end of the base Yosef. So the Torah comments about Haminim, Baham Misorin, Baham Shumad, somebody who is a Mamish and Obedei Avodah Zarah, Baham Misorin or a Moser, right? Somebody who gives over people to the government, Meshumad, somebody who, an apostate, right, Ochel Nevelos Lachis, or somebody who eats Nevelos to get people angry, Vapi Korsim, and those that are heretics, Maridin Osam Biadayim. Those people you would actually push in with your hands. That's
Jews?
What it sounds like. It sounds like even Jews, yeah. That's some of these,
so that's
some of these are only Jews for categories for Jews. I'm not saying it's how anything, hold on. So if you go towards the end of the Beis Yosef, so you go towards the end of the Beis Yosef, so he makes a comment here that the example given in the Gemara on Daf Chafav is a Roe Behema. That a Roe Behema is going to be one of these people that you're actually going to shove in. Right? Ovdei Kochavim v'roi, that's actually the two examples. Ovdei Kochavim v'roi Behema Daka. Idol worshippers and shepherds of small animals. They're the ones low ma'alan, that they're the ones that we don't raise up. I'm sorry, those people, low ma'alan v'lo marim, those are in the first category. I'm sorry, those guys are in the first category. So he says, why not? What do they do that's so terrible? So the assumption is they're in the first category. They are, somebody is mentioned here at the end, but they are in the first category of people that you would not raise up. So what do they do that's so terrible? Because the assumption is that shepherds are small animals, they're tramping around in other people's fields and eating from other people's fields, and they're violating robbery. So okay, why are they specifically the issue here? So the Beis Yosef here comments in that last section, a couple of lines in, he says, V'chasfu od, the dafka beroim hichmiru mishum delo psile midoraisa. Because they specifically aren't necessarily violating the Mishum Doraisa. V'chachamim asu chizik ledivreihem, k'dei sheyitnu leiv lashuv. And this is like it sounds like a din derabanan to say that they're going to be pushed into the gazlan category. So that they'll want to do tshuva. About gazlanim deraisa, people that are actually gazlanim, umeshumad ochel nevelos teyavon malin. But people that are gazlanim deraisa, umeshumad. Now meshumad is used as idol worship. I'm not sure why that term is here, but they're meshumad to eat nevelos teyavon. That's what it means. That they're people that are regularly eating not kosher. So they're malin. Those people you would raise up. I mean, those are people that are over avera. So over avera, we try to save. People that are insisting on staying in their rishus, which is shown in Bhaktamid, and we try to, and they do it regularly. That are usually doing gezel, and they walk around with their guilt upon themselves. About Yisrael, balaveiros she'enu omid birisho, but Yisrael that are balaveiros that don't stand, like it's not their thing. Tamid el osa averos, they do averos to hana atzman. So those people were not going to right. Kigon ochna vil satiyav and mitzvul hatziyav haaser batziyav haaser lamod al damo ad kamashon. We wouldn't stand and allow them to. Die. That's the conclusion of the Beis. So, okay, so this is a little difficult. So, how do we pass in Shulchan Aruch? So, it's going to continue to be difficult. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kufnun Kesef Aleph, right? Ovdei Avodas Kochavim. So right away you have the question of Ovdei Avodas Kochavim, and then here you even strengthen a little bit more by the fact that the Shulchan Aruch adds in. Mizayin Amamin, from the seven nations, which almost would seem like it doesn't apply to anybody today. The Gemara doesn't say that, so that seems like that was I think that was a printer's edition. I don't know another way around it, right? And you see the little note there. Why? Lefisha yuprutzim begezel uvozim chovos adam la'adam. Right? They're prutzim and they generally stole and they took. They balked on loans from people to people. I mean, they were just rotten people. So that's who this is applying to. Now, is it only applying to them, or is it just the printer saying that it only applies to them? So it's a little unclear. But she'in b'nehem b'nenu u'v'nehem milchama, when we're not in a state of war with them, right? V'roi b'heim adaka me'Yisrael. Similarly, these shepherds of small animals, b'eretz Yisrael, b'zman shahayu rov hasados shel Yisrael v'chiyot b'hem, at a time when most of the fields belong to the Jews, ein misavavim lahem hamisav asur latziyem inatu lamos. Now we don't cause them a death, but it's prohibited to save them if they are going to die. Kigon, for example, Shata Echamehem Shinafuli, I see one of them fall into the ocean, Ainu Malem, you don't save them. I feel you meet in Losar if he pays you. The Fichach Ainler Fosan, I feel Bishar, in Loheka the Ika Mishumeba. Therefore you shouldn't try to be the doctor to them even for payment, if it's not in a situation where it's going to cause Eva. Continues the Ramad, as the field b'chinam sharei. Because in that case, even by for free would be permissible if it's going to cause eva. In lo yuchal yishamid afilu b'chinam. If you don't save them even for free, v'chein mutar haya linsos refua ve'eved kanani im toa. Therefore, it's permissible to administer healing to an eved kanani if it will work. Okay. So what do we? So that sounds like it's the Beis Yosef. Now, on the daf here, there is a dispute between the Shach and the Taz. So the Shach comments below, kind of the same way that the Beis Yosef said. The Shach comments in Kufnun Chesif Beis. It says, Ein Misavvin. What does the Shach say? Kolomar Ein Mitzvah Lehorgam. That there is no mitzvah to kill them. Afal Pishahim Over Mal Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Even if they are violating the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Umihu Hechad Dekaimi Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Mashmud Asul Aridan. But if they are fulfilling the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach, it sounds like it would be prohibited to... to push them right. It sounds like it would be prohibited to push them in, right? Chiyach the pirusha, right? The asul harida, to be prohibited to push them in. So what's being left out there? The implication of the shach is that if they're not keeping the Zionists b'nei Noach, it would be mutter to push them in, right? It sounds like that would then become permissible. It then becomes it's mutter, and that also sounds like that's what the Beis Yosef said as well. So if we look in the Taz. The Taz comments in Kuflin Chesif Aleph, Ein Misavvin Lahem Hamisa. So he comments, and this is Taz Kuflin Chesif Aleph. Aleph Mem is Ein Ma'amidim, that's the Perek in Avodah Zarah, the Achafa, because the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Bo, Adil Chav, Roi Behema, Daka, Lo Malim, Vilo Maridim, Hachma Lo Maridim, Perush, Shaya Asr Lo Maridim. That would be prohibited to push them in. So they have a machlokas, Shach and Taz. What is the nature of this idea of Ein Lo Maridim when it comes to when it comes to non-Jews. Shach is saying that it's not a mitzvah, but it's permissible, and the Taz is saying, no, it's prohibited. V'chein hu b'talmud aruch, perek arba misos, v'amru hasam al shvichas dam yisrael bo v'kuchavim pater, v'farish hasam delo shayach l'misnei mutter, you can't say mutter, t'harminu ovdi kuchavim, lo moelim v'lo meridin, v'yish rashi lo matzilin v'sam min habor, min ha-misa v'im meridin v'sam al habor. Right, it comes to Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it implies that it must be that even though there might not be a din on it, there may not, you might have to be chayiv misa for it, it's still going to be prohibited. And it goes a very interesting raya here from Itosos in Perakama Davodos Kochavim, Shehikshu al Antoninus. Right, they have a kasha on Antoninus. What's the kasha on Antoninus? So who's Antoninus? Antoninus was the Roman emperor who used to have these conversations with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He used to meet with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So how did he get to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's house? He didn't want anybody to know that he was meeting with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So what did he do? Remember? He had a tunnel built. So the Gemara tells us he had a tunnel built from his palace to Rabbi Yehuda's house. And when he used to go, he used to take two guards. One of them, when he would get there, he would kill the guard when he got there. And then, when they got back, he would kill the other guard, right? So it's not so thrilling to be chosen for the kavod of escorting him to Rabbi Yehuda's house. So, what? Yeah. No. So, really, it's from...